Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am the artist formerly known as Pizza Funny, and I am joined this week by the trivia trickster himself, who's lacking trivia, but that's okay. It's always great to see him. As we record here on a Thursday morning, it's AJ Belaz.
Yeah, well, I'm still the trickster, you know. It's maybe the morning. This may look like orange juice that I'm drinking. Might be, might not be, might have some extras.
I am drinking water, so it is 10:45. While I will be getting that kind of thing going here as I'm on vacation, probably head to the bar and have some lunch and some drinks, but not quite yet. But since I am off this week, and I figured what a great time to have AJ on the show, since we don't get to have him on as much as we like, but hopefully that'll change down the road sooner than later. But until then, we've already made plans. Within a month of now, June 7th, Worlds Collide, the pay-per-view between NXT and AAA, will be probably in the morning or early, very early afternoon, and then you have Money in the Bank that night. So I'll definitely reach out. What did Ray do it with us last time? I'll reach out to Ray first.
Yeah, Ray did it with us last.
If it's just me and AJ, that's fine too. So you're going to get an immediate post-Worlds Collide PLE. Let's talk about that for a second. We're going to get a chance to showcase AAA and kind of bring a lot of stuff down there in the same way they did with TNA and form that partnership. I think it's going to be super special.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Granted, I haven't really paid much attention to AAA since, when was it? I think it was 25, because they used to have English commentary on Twitch. So, like, their little WrestleMania, I believe this was about, like, 3 or 4 years ago. Dr. Wagner Jr. had, like, a mask versus mask match. So that's, like, the last that I paid attention to AAA. But it was still the damn good commentary. Thank goodness we're going to have WWE forms of commentary, because if anyone out there has listened to the Twitch versions of the English commentary for anything, they are trying to decipher what everyone is trying to say in Spanish. And if you have just a basic understanding, it's understandable. Also, know what the wrestlers are doing, because Dr. Wagner had a line where he always says good. So the only thing he gets on the microphone, he's like, Bien, 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 bien. And the commentators were confused, like, good. What do you mean, good? You just lost your mask. So hopefully we'll get some insight, but this is a great way of showing who AAA is, what they can do. We're most likely going to get like a Obafemi versus Vikingo match or something to that effect, because it is only NXT, not WWE as a whole.
Yeah, I haven't really seen any speculation on the card, or I haven't really speculated on it. Just some news there. You know, we're more main roster here. But anyway, just a lot going on, a lot of fun as we head into the summer. Your Utah hockey team got a name. And basically a built-in rivalry with it. I feel like you and Nashville now being the prehistoric, you know, saber-ish kind of the mammoth.
Saber-tooth tiger and mammoth.
Saber-tooth,
yeah.
You know, I mean, we could get like this prehistoric Flintstone matchup. But no, I think it's a cool logo. I think it really fitting for like hockey, you know, cold, outdoors, big, unstoppable force that can be your hockey team. So I mean, what's the feeling there in Utah?
I believe they're fine with it. When I first heard that it was called the Mammoths, I'm like, oh God, why is it the Mammoths? They showed the logo and I didn't know like how much they actually thought about this logo until someone pointed out where it's, well, there's mountains that are all around Utah. Like, I don't know if I've said it before on the show or not. Every time I go outside, and Utahns are fucking weird, because if I point out anywhere else on the map where I'm just like, yeah, I need you to cut down this tree, it's on the right side of my backyard or something like that, they will legitimately say, yeah, it's the east side of the tree. And it's like, well, how do you know it's the east side of the tree? The mountains are to the east. Just figure out the rest of the cardinal directions. Okay. So mountains are all the way around. That's like the top of the Mammoth's head are the mountain ranges. There's like a little tiny Utah in the logo as well. If you like look right behind the mountain, there's one. And then the tusks are for the U. So I'm like, all right, I don't hate it as much as it should have been the Outlaws or the Yetis, but I've not heard any problems with it other than like the few people like me that are like, should have been the Outlaws. Yeah, you're just nitpicking.
Hey, it works. I like the Yeti, but then again, you got the problems with all the legal stuff. So, hey, here's a team that's brand new, owns their own name, owns their own, you know, they don't have to worry, beholden to anybody as far as merchandising goes. So good for them. Same owner as the Utah Jazz, right?
Yeah, it's what the hell is
younger
his name?
Younger guy, too. He's not
something,
that old.
Ryan Smith.
Yeah,
Ryan
I seen
Smith,
him
yeah.
on Pat McAfee a couple years ago. Really fun interview. Smart guy. So
well, they did another one with him. I think sometime this week when they unveiled the Mammoths, where Pat was trying to...
Just jumped in there. Yeah, he was...
Yeah, he like jumped in. He's like, so is it like tusks up like this? Like, how do we... Is it horns? How are we doing it?
We'll see.
So I guess...
Something you got to buy.
And so I think it's like the you make the tusk for the logo. So
okay,
yeah,
well there you
good.
Have it, folks. Utah news right there with AJ Blaz in tow. So let's take our commercial break right here, and when we come back, we're gonna get into a really good PLE in my opinion. Backlash I thought was a really fun show. We're gonna cover that here. So for DP's out on assignment. Let's just get that in right away. At it's me DPP. Follow the show at Podcast DWI on X and Podcast. And DWI Podcast on Facebook. Yeah, you'll find it. It'll be okay. AJ Blaz, PC Tunney. We'll be right back.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Folks, don't forget about ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Check it out. Plenty of awesome t-shirt designs for every wrestling fan in your life. Makes a great, great gift. That's ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. All right, AJ, Backlash. I like Backlash. It can always be... It can suck if you end up not getting anything you wanted, but I think this is pretty much the pay-per-view we expected. I thought the matches were really good. Let's just start off with possibly one of the best matches of the year so far. This Fatal 4-Way between LA Knight, Jacob Fatu, Priest, and McIntyre, I thought was excellent. I thought the way they involved the, you know, the outside interference, you had no one saw the debut of Jeff Cobb coming and joining, you know, Solo and Jacob Fatu. But we all had Fatu winning this one over at the chair shot, which the chair shot went. Let's get.
Did anyone go undefeated?
No.
I think we all had McAfee winning, I think, is the.
No.
Really?
So. If I would have picked John Cena, if I would have just said John Cena retains and not said anything else, then I would have been undefeated. But Rob, Jason, and DJ were undefeated. Chairshot went 4-1. I picked Randy Orton to win by disqualification, and that didn't happen in hopes of being the only undefeated person. But another good week for the Chairshot in total, which went 10-3 at Mania. So that brings 14-4. That's a pretty good record for the Chairshot collection.
Not bad. Yeah.
So how'd you like this match? Great match, I thought.
I mean, yeah, I loved the match. It was, you know, it was the clusterfuck that we were going to get with all four people. The rivalries all went where they needed to go. They fought each other. They fought against the other people too, of course. Freaking Damian Priest doing a South of Heaven onto Drew way outside of the ring. I think it was like near the production area that he put him through that table. So that was, I don't know if that wraps up their rivalry and they're going to go on to different things. I kind of hoping at the same time, I know that they're, as Big E would say, two big men beating meat, but it was damn good to see what they could do. And like you said, Jeff Cobb coming, I was expecting Solo alone to help out Jacob to win this match. Like, Solo might have, like, threw in a chair when odds were getting a little desperate for Jacob and everything. But the fact that we got Jeff Cobb is a breath of fresh air. I don't think he really needs to go to NXT. I think enough people know who Jeff Cobb is, and he understands enough of the idiosyncrasies of WWE, but that's a damn good pickup for them to get. He big boy can do a lot of big boy things, and it might. Go ahead.
No, I'll finish it.
I was gonna say it might lead to what happened with the Bloodline before, where Solo's the enforcer. Well, Solo's going to now have Jacob as the enforcer. Jacob's going to go on. I feel like Jacob's going to go on his own soon, and hopefully he does sooner rather than later. And now Jeff Cobb is that enforcer role.
Yeah, it's interesting what they're going to do with this, with Solo and things of that nature, and how much more of a Bloodline 3.0 this could be. I love Jeff Cobb. I think he'll fit right in. And, you know, it's not like back when guys were coming over from WCW and, like, you know, the early 2000s and late 90s, everybody's helping everybody. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Even if you've never been in a WWE production before, people you're working with want you to look good, so they look good, and they look professional by helping you and making you look good. And, you know, Hunter's so involved with getting these people's entrances and letting them know what camera's what, and the producers, I'm sure, are the same way, being led from the top by Hunter, and make sure those types of WWE things are executed. You know, you talked before about Triple A. You got to end up seeing a lot of the WWE production value being added to that product now, too. So it's just a win-win there. Cobb's going to look great. They're going to make him look great. They're going to put him in positions to make him look great. He's not a tall man, but he's very...
No, he's
very
built,
powerful.
Though.
Very powerful.
Yeah.
And you're going to see him... He's gonna wow some people, I think... in the WWE here. It should be interesting. He's getting a really nice storyline to start out with. So be interesting to see what happens moving forward. You have to imagine LA Knight, McIntyre, and Priest would all be in the Money in the Bank conversation. I don't know if they all end up in that match, but I would say LA Knight for sure.
Yeah, I would say LA Knight. I don't think we need the last two winners, though, because Damian Priest and Drew are the last two winners,
right,
of Money in the Bank. So... maybe one of them I could probably see Priest more than Drew, because Drew is Teflon at the moment. He can be plug and play wherever he needs to be. But yeah, I think for right now you need LA Knight probably as the top guy so far to win the Money in the Bank, in my opinion. They might do some shenanigans, but right now LA Knight's the only one I can think of at the moment that will get it. If he didn't have these, well, we'll get to that later, but I thought Dominic Mysterio would probably be a good fit for that.
Well, we can talk about it right now. Yeah, go ahead. We'll lean right into it. Mysterio defeated Penta. El Grande Americano with the interference and kind of put a little stop to the boiling over of the Judgment Day for now.
Yeah, which I'm okay with, because it looked like, from what it happened, was Judgment Day had a plan on how Dominic was going to keep this. And I do listen to shows and everything, so I did listen to Ray and Andrew talking about the match before it happened, you know, the prediction show, where Dom is the ipso facto leader at the moment. He's the one that has the championship gold, therefore he's the leader. That's kind of how the Judgment Day work now.
Well,
and
lives the leader.
But that also means in turn Dom. Well, she also has the tag titles. She has some form of gold. Doesn't carry more weight than the intercontinental, but but yeah, it looked like there was a plan. It looked like the plan got screwed up, so Finn had to call an audible, and they were lucky that Grande Americano came out. Because Chad Gable's sick. He has a problem with Luchador, so that couldn't have been him. But yeah, Dominic with another win. I can see him holding this probably until, I'll probably say SummerSlam, where the Finn turn whatever happens, Finn's gonna turn back into Prince Devitt. So I'm all for that. But Dominic with the dub gets it over Penta. Penta, I believe, what, on Raw he faced Gable and beat Gable for that? Or I only caught bits and pieces of Raw.
Yeah, I did either. Did he qualify for the Money in the Bank? Is that what happened?
I don't think so, but I can double check real quick.
No, Dom is the IC champ. It makes sense. You know, I think we're just barely getting to see what's coming in the future. Dom is going to be really good for a long time. He gets it. He can work in the ring. He can work the crowd. He obviously is has organic interest from the crowd, right? Like, whether they want to boo the shit out of him or cheer the shit out of him, he gets a reaction. So what'd you find?
No one has been,
I think,
qualified for the Money in the Bank.
I think they just talked about starting to have qualifying matches. So,
yeah.
But that should be interesting. We can talk about that as we get past Saturday night's main event, which we'll get to in a second after we're done recapping this. But I could see Penta and Rey end up in the tag division, you know, come fall here. I'm not sure, maybe sooner.
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice to see Lucha Bros getting some form of tag gold. Or do you mean... I want to make the joke because I know Ray Cash said it like last week. Ray Phoenix, Mysterio, or Cash? When you say Ray.
Phoenix.
I know, Lucha, I kind of figured. I kind of figured. But yeah, I could see them winning something.
Let's slide over to the other IC title, Lyra Valkyria. This is the one the Chair Shot collectively got wrong. It was a 6-5.
Really?
Becky 6-5 was the pick for the Chair Shot. But Valkyria defeats Becky, counters with the disarmer with a pin, and that's how she gets the pin. It was a really solid match. I thought it was a really solid match. I just thought the ending was kind of odd, and then she goes back at it afterwards and gets more heat, you know, putting it back on after the bell. I guess we're going to keep moving forward with this. I thought we'd see Bayley here, but I guess not.
It was a good match.
It was a good match. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I will say it was a good match. I just, the one thing that I don't want to happen is the only way Lyra can have a good match to most people's eyes is if she's facing Becky. Like, that can't always happen, where the matches that I've seen of Lyra, her best matches are with Becky. The NXT title, this women's intercontinental, it's just becoming like a theme. I know Becky was like her inspiration and everything, but regardless, match is great. I like the fact that she actually got the win over Becky with countering the disarmer into a pin. As for Becky just snapping, because there's something that I've noticed in all of these matches, which I guess I'll bring up because this is the one that didn't have interference at all. Because if you think about it, every single match on this card except for the Women's Intercontinental had some weird form of interference, which I know why there's interference for most of them. Like the next match that we'll talk about, I love that interference. But I don't know how I feel with all of it, where, like we said, Jacob had Jeff Cobb come in debut to help him win or to retain the United States title. Dominic had Judgment Day in El Grande Americano, numero uno. And then this is the only match that didn't have it. And
Who really interfered in the Pat McAfee match?
Cole.
Huh?
Michael Cole.
Oh, well, he doesn't count, really.
He doesn't, but at the same time, he interfered. There was still an interference. But I don't know where this is going to go forward with the Intercontinental for the women's, just because who's Lyra going to face next? Is it going to be a returning Bayley? Is it going to be... It shouldn't be Becky again.
We'll find out.
I don't know.
Stay tuned to Raw and SmackDown. Or just Raw, actually, right?
That's just Raw, yeah.
Yeah, Raw.
Yeah. United States is on SmackDown.
Gunther and Pat Mack, they did wrestle. Cole did interfere. You are correct. I enjoyed it. I know Pat wishes he probably didn't catch his foot hopping over the top rope there towards the end. That was really the only thing of the match that stood out that was not good. Otherwise, I thought it was... You know, Pat had his right moments to take his spots, and they really just sold Gunther beating the shit out of him.
Oh, yeah. No, he's probably hoping that he had a little more edibles in his system before he did this match, and after. But, Gunther beating P-Mac, it makes sense. I didn't hate it. I picked Pat because I thought there would be more shenanigans afoot. I believe I picked Pat. Yes, I did. I wanted Gunther to be on a little bit of a losing rampage, but the fact that he got the win on this, and then we'll talk about another thing after, it makes sense, and Gunther actually was impressed by the balls and bravery of the announcers, where he's like, wait, you both stood up to me, and you, okay, yeah, fine, yeah, shake my hand, yeah, you earned my respect, all right, I'll stop being a dickhead. For now. But yeah, it was a damn good match. Pat McAfee learning how to break out of sleeper holds. That was something that was not on my bingo card. I thought he was just going to get beaten down, put into one sleeper, and just go night-night. But no, they did a lot for that match, and it was amazing.
You know, you do have to keep him at a certain level too, right? Because they do like to use him every once in a while. He's a really good guy to plug in, like especially here. They used him to get even more heat on Gunther, and it was really smart. So you have to allow Pat to give some form of credibility, but at the same time, like you said, we both can come on here and say, you know, Gunther kicked his ass. Pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pretty, pretty good. All right, let's get to the main event. One last time, John Cena versus Randy Orton. Coming into the matchup, Cena led the rivalry 13-7-1. So make that 14-7-1 with a victory here. Fun match. Great job between John and Randy. I mean, they're just having fun. This is like icing on the cake for them. Plus, they have the crowd at the palm of their hands. I like Randy giving RKOs to all the producers and Nick Aldis, which I think still should be a match between Orton and Aldis at some point. Maybe SummerSlam. That could be fun. And then you got R-Truth storyline starting up, coming out, and Randy asking him, why are you, you know, and John being able to capitalize on it. How'd you like the match? How'd you like how they booked the finish and the interference?
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I liked how they booked the match where even like you said, you can tell they're having fun. Randy's doing doing attitude adjustments on the scene. It was like, well, I mean, I've seen this shtick play out. How many times do I have to put you through a table or do an attitude adjustment? It's weird that we're in a bizarre world where Randy is the face in this situation. You can tell he's enjoying every single moment of his wrestling career right now as we're on the back end of it. But the interference, I understand it makes sense. They knocked down two referees. They had to get more people involved. They had to get the officials, you know, all the stooges. So Jason Jordan, Shane Helms, all of them. The only thing that I both liked and didn't like was R-Truth having the interference, where it's like, all right, it makes sense because he's still in the delusion of John Cena's my hero. He can do no right. I've watched him ever since I was watching him wrestle. Okay, that's I understand the character, and then I just kind of had the Randy moment of like, why are you here? Why? Come on.
Because John's like, gotta keep the belt in a heelish kind of way.
I mean, he does. I'm not denying it. I'm just happy that we didn't hear Fiend 17 times. Well, for once, I agree with Logan Paul. If I hear that song again, I might have to do his Tokyo podcast vlog.
We should. It sounds like we're going to get Cena and R-Truth here at some point, though, right? I mean.
Oh, yeah. And that's going to be a fun match, too.
Is John supposed to be on SmackDown?
I don't know if he's supposed to be on SmackDown, but I can say for Saturday night's main event, he is on the poster.
So he could just be the card. He could be the contract signing, whether they add the match there or not. You'd have to say, because at the post PLE press conference, R-Truth came in and wanted to say congratulations and all the fun stuff that AJ kind of just said. And he said, I'm still with you, even though some people say that, you know, you suck and you can't wrestle. And John gets up and says, Ron, if you say one more word, there's going to be consequences. And Ron starts to try to explain. And John picks him up, puts him through the table, and then says no more questions and walks away. Now, the hilarious part to this is right before R-Truth walks in to interrupt the press conference, John sits down and addresses the media and says, I need to be better with you guys. I'm the one that wanted to come back. I should at least answer some questions here. Let's get to it. He says, well, to get to it, this whole thing between R-Truth happens. He puts it to the table, and that's why it was so funny to me when he looks up after taking no questions, no more questions, and walks out. But, yeah, we got to have this Truth Cena match. It's got to be for the title. And you got to think at some point during the match, you've got to feel like Truth is really about to win the title.
Oh, yeah. You need to have, like, that organic moment of way back when Santino was the runner-up of the Royal Rumble. Like,
yeah, yeah.
We need that back.
Well, you know, DJ and I even talked about it. I forget what show we were doing, if I was on Mindless or it was Big Five. Make sure you listen to everything Chairshot Radio Network. But why not have John lose at a PLE to Ron and then win it right back on Raw or SmackDown right away? It really wouldn't hurt anything. He could, like, really just destroy him in winning it back, you know? It wouldn't matter. Yeah. He'd be 18-time champ then. R-Truth would actually get his name on it, but I don't know that they do something like that. I mean, as deep of fans as we are, Truth means so much to us. We'd love to see him get it. I don't know that he actually will ever.
Yeah, I don't think so either. The only thing I can see, which this might also have to be an Andrew question that would probably pop him, is maybe have R-Truth, because the whole thing with TNA is still going on, but in all technicality, R-Truth is a former TNA champion back when they were the NWA. So if he maybe wins the title and he's trying to talk to John, like, look, I'm just like you. I got a champion. I got a world championship
well,
too.
I don't think their friendship's over. No.
I'm just saying, like, you don't think Truth would still have like a delusion of it's like I got to wrestle with John Cena.
We're gonna find out. We're gonna find out which way the character turns after that. That's the interesting part about it. Let's talk about what we know is happening. So we're not sure whether that could happen at Saturday's main event or could happen on a SmackDown. Could happen at Money in the Bank. You would think it would be one of those two. But we do have two matches for Saturday night's main event. Let's start with Jey Uso and Logan Paul. I really wish Logan Paul was facing Jey Uso further into his world title run, because I don't think they take it away from Jey this quick. But, man, Logan Paul would be the type of guy to take it off of a guy like Jey Uso.
Oh, yeah. I could... That's weird that I'm like, yeah, Paul could win it, but I don't think Jay's going to have a one defense reign in this.
I don't see myself picking.
No, I don't either.
Paul to win this title here. I wouldn't be shocked, but I don't see it happening.
Yeah, especially with, and thank God they're building a liquor store down the street from me. it's going to be Jey Uso versus Gunther at the Paris pay-per-view that they're going to, or PLE, sorry, that they're going to be doing. What is it? Clash in Paris, I think they're calling it, or.
Think that's gonna they're gonna run that back, you think?
Oh, they're definitely gonna run that back. It's getting to Orton Cena levels. I'll bring the Belaz in me. It's getting to Okada Tanahashi levels of rematches, and they've only done it five times.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad, but at the same time, we've already seen it four times in 6 months.
Alright, you don't want to talk about it. So we can move on. That's fine.
I'm looking forward to Jey Uso versus Logan Paul. That's actually going to be a really good match, and I can't believe I'm saying that. I would like to see how close we're going to get Logan Paul to this near fall of a finish.
Sure. Now, here's the other thing to talk about. We're going to have Sami Zayn and CM Punk take on Bron Breakker and Seth Rollins at Saturday night's main event. We've been speculating on will another male superstar join Punk, Braun, and Heyman. We don't know. Maybe there won't be anybody else added to them, but it feels like if there ever was a time, this would be the place to bring someone in like that.
That or they already have the person that they put in place at this match. I could see Sami Zayn turning to the dark side, joining S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, but he already 5. Had a match 0. Against Braun after he decided not to join them and leave and go over to SmackDown and have the world title shot.
Yeah, but at the same time, it could be a red herring.
No, that's a lot. It could just be stupid. That's stupid. Why would he? No, that doesn't make any sense. He already started fighting with them. He already told Seth to fuck off, basically, and turned down his deal.
Again, it could be a red herring.
No,
we have
you're
Paul Heyman.
You're wrong. It's not happening.
I might be wrong. I'm not saying
you
I'm not.
You are wrong. It can't be Sammy. He's already fighting with them.
I mean, for all it's worth, because I still think it's a red herring because of Heyman, but that's
they
just
had
me.
A
that's
match. Braun
me.
And Sammy had a match after he turned down Seth's deal.
This is still going to
be
a great
tag. Stupidest
match.
Fucking booking ever if Sammy was the third guy.
I'm not denying that.
Okay, thank
I'm just
you.
Saying
it's not
happening. I could see it.
It's not happening.
I'm saying
move
I could
on.
See
pick
it.
Someone,
not that it would.
Speculate on someone else. Anybody else.
I was about to.
Well, I just had to tell you how wrong you were. I don't get to see you that often.
That's fair. You got a little bit of the total BS in it, and we're not even doing trivia. But so for this, the tag match is going to be a great match. You got four guys that can put on a clinic against a mop. In all honesty, Breakker can just break the mop. Sammy can make the mop look good. CM Punk's going to roast someone on a promo against the mop. And Rollins, as much as I'm not a Seth Rollins fan, can do all the same as the other three. As for who could be the third man in this, That's gonna be the difficult thing, because it feels like it's either we're getting a revamp of the Shield or we're getting a Evolution 2. Like, that's the only way that I can see this happening. So, Sammy, long shot from that happening. I could say give me Drew, since now he's not doing anything after Damian Priest. Drew's been on this whole preach rant. He's done with his feud with Rollins and everything, where he could probably see the truth behind Paul Heyman, and it's like, I mean, it's been a while since I've been on here. It's like, no, I do see, I see what you're saying, so I can't forgive Punk. I understand what Rollins is getting at, because Punk, he's just a bastard. CM, what does that mean? Chicago made? More like cock made.
All right, you're done.
Fucking
That's
bastard.
enough. That's enough. You're done. I think you'd be better off just bringing in someone, if you're going to even bring someone in, that is unknown. You could also add the young
Do
tag
that.
team too. That'd really put a young tag team over, and then whoever you brought in, then if it's a young tag team, wouldn't really be vying for the spotlight that Seth and Braun are eventually going to be vying for. Like, the end of Braun and Seth being together under Paul Heyman, the end goal is a WrestleMania main event between Seth and Braun. You know that, right?
Oh yeah.
Like, what is this, 42 coming up, right? So WrestleMania 43, one of the main events should be, for whatever title, Seth Rollins and Braun Breaker. Like, I don't think you can get there that quickly this year. Maybe you can, I don't know, but that's kind of the blessing about this, is we don't really know. So you got the Jeff Cobb thing, which is great, and now we're gonna sit and wait and see. I don't see Braun and Seth with Paul being anything like a Shield or a Evolution. If anything, it's more of a dangerous alliance kind of thing, where Paul Lee is gonna oversee these two guys who are very dangerous, who are aligned, and possibly sprinkle in some other parts. I think it'd just make more sense if it was Becky and maybe, like, what if guys like, I forget their names, the long-haired dudes, one of them was hurt.
Do you know how vague that is? Do you know how much I just slimmed it down? You went from,
The tag team, they're very effeminate.
oh,
Pretty Deadly.
pretty da deadly, yeah.
What, like, if Pretty Deadly came out and then all of a sudden they were got rid of all the BS and were like just like stone cold killers in black, you know, complete opposite of what their persona is now. Something like that. You know what I'm
I would like
saying?
to see that.
Yeah.
I would like to see that, where they're not, because, and I'm not saying anything against them, because they are a really good tag team and they're
Oh
really good
no,
wrestlers,
I
but
love their gimmick too. I actually do. But you know what? If the one dude didn't get hurt, they were straight fire when they came right up to the roster. They were like, people were getting behind them and digging what they were doing, and then they got the injury bug. And it's one of the hardest things to do, is right when you get to the main roster, get hurt and try to come back and have the same momentum you did, because it's the reason you came up in the first place, and you don't have, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That got culled, so.
So I mean, I could see that. The only issue is, well, it's an issue, but it's also a solution at the same time. They're on SmackDown, I believe.
So what? It's a tag team.
So
We got the draft
I
coming up
know.
too.
But I was about to say, like, but also Raw, like, name the other tag teams on Raw other than New Day and the War Raiders. Like that, I can't really think of another Raw tag team off the top of my head. And that's something that they might need, and having this, I guess, Pretty Deadly Alliance
Well,
instead of Dangerous Alliance.
I just picked a random team that had like the opposite type of personality. I mean, it could be Waller and Theory. It could be Waller and
Could
Theory. It could
be.
be anybody. It could be some no-name tag teams from NXT that haven't even been on LFG or Evolve yet, that have just been down and they're waiting, right? We don't know. We don't know what they might not add anybody, like we said. So we'll see. It's interesting, it's fun. It seems like the Bloodline kind of thing is almost over. We'll see what happens with Jeff Cobb and see if that actually turns back into more of a faction thing. But, like, Jimmy and Jay don't really stand around together. Roman's gone, so Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. It feels like the top faction right now is more Judgment Day.
Yeah. Here's the other thing with the Jeff Cobb thing. Do you think that should have been Bronson Reed and they had to pivot because of his ankle injury?
Oh, I think it will. Well, it would have continued to have been. Like, they had it going on. He was with them, right? And then he got hurt, right?
Okay. He didn't,
back,
like, officially say he was in the...
Well, he was out there with him, wasn't he? Didn't he help him do something?
He helped him in War Games.
Yeah. I mean, he was going to be part... And then he got hurt. And he had the match with Seth and he got hurt. See, like, Bronson Reed would be a guy that possibly joined Seth and Braun, but he had the whole feud with Seth, so it doesn't make sense. Just like Sami Zayn doesn't make sense. Do you see what I'm saying? But I think Reed
comes
back.
We've had so many red herrings. Come on. You can't say that's not a possibility.
If Reed is
close... stupid.
Well... If Reed is close to coming back, it'd be really cool to see if Solo can head up this Bloodline 3.0 with Fatu, Reed, and Cobb.
It's a cool plot. I'd smoke a bag of that.
There you go. All right. Well, that's it for wrestling. That's all I got. Great conversation. Quick, fun talk. Backlash was good. We're looking forward to Saturday night's main event. You're going to have AJ and myself and possibly Ray or DJ, or maybe it's just AJ and I, post Worlds Collide. That'll get up before Money in the Bank. That'll be on the 7th. So other than that, what you been watching lately? Anything interesting?
I haven't really been watching. Well, I have been watching. The Missus was on a Harry Potter kick. So we watched all 7 of those again. And then I forgot there was prequels, so we've been watching the Fantastic Beasts series. We're on the last movie on that one because I didn't know they made the last one. Been watching that.
Did you get a chance to go see Thunderbolts?
Not yet. We were talking about it with her brother, so we might be doing that either Saturday or Sunday. I think leaning more towards Sunday.
Awesome movie.
I heard last week with Ray and you talking about it, so I'm not the type of person where I'm like, oh, spoilers, ruined, I'm not going to watch it now. And I'm the type of person that's like, oh, that intrigued me. Okay, yeah, I want to watch this more.
No, yeah, really, really fun show. So.
Yeah. And then since we don't have Dan, a little bit of a winner is you kind of topic.
Uh-oh,
is
what you playing?
Since I've been on swings for me, so... I'll use Eastern time. So from 6 p.m. to 2:30 a.m. I'm usually at work. So usually to pass time after, you know, taking a quick shower or eating something before I go, I'm like, I'm going to play some NHL 25.
Uh-oh, there you go.
That's actually what I was doing while waiting. I'm like, I'm going to do some yard work. Hey, you ready? 10, 15 minutes. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go play a game in my career for NHL, actually playing on the hockey club. Because they're still called that, but I'm having a lot of fun with it. I'm wondering what new they're gonna do for the next one, because I haven't played a hockey game in 7 years. So breath of fresh air.
Harry Potter and hockey is what AJ Belaz has been up to, my friends. Let everybody know where they can find you, brother.
You can find me all over the social media interwebs at PhenomenalAJB. That's AJB in all caps. I might want to do some typing, some stuff, so keep an eye out on articles, because we're not just podcast galore, we're articles galore on thechairshot.com. Sports, entertainment, you name it, we got it all on thechairshot.com.
There you go. Follow the show at Podcast DWI on X, Facebook.com/DWI podcast. Follow DPP at It's Me DPP. There we go. Follow me at PC Tunney, Chairshot Radio Network, all your favorite streaming platforms, and ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Till next week, folks, have a great day. Or don't. I really don't give a shit.
TheChairShot.com. always use your head.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.